Everybody. Man. Look at the sky. Oh, the stars, man. The stars are beautiful tonight. Look at them.
Some got hopes and dreams, we got ways and means. The supreme dream team, always up with a scheme. From hubcap to selling raps, name your theme. Mirage to the top, floating on the screen. Who the hell wanna stop me? I hated those who doubt me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas. Diplomatic immediately, no time for a visa. It just begun, I'ma shoot them one by one. Got five sides to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone and so on and so on. I'ma teach these cats how to live in the ghetto, keeping it retro, expected from the get-go. Lay low, let my mind shine like a halo. For politic with ghetto senators on the D-Lo.
Send it off behind closed doors, hitting truth to the sea floor. The rich don't north ignore the tug of war while the kids are poor. Open new and better drugstores, so I became hardcore. Couldn't take it no more. I'ma reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on in the street.
Now every dog got his day. Needless to say, when the chief away, that's when the cats wanna play. I told you, dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of beret. Kick your balls like Pele, pick I'm doing ballet. Peak like Dante, broader than Broadway. Get applause like a matador, cry yelling ole. Who the hell wanna say me from BK to Calais?
Come on.
When you thought it was safe in a common place, showcase your finances, lose a bass on the horse race. Two phase, getting D-phase out like Scarface. Slow your roll money, let me put on my screw face.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say, wondering what's the penalty from day to day. I'm hanging out, partying with girls that never die. The CEO's picking on the small fries, my campaign telling lies. I was just spreading my love, didn't know my love was the one holding the gun in the glove. But it's all good, as long as it's understood, it's all together now in the hood.
Praz and his song called Ghetto Superstar, and that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's from Gwaishkina, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. So very resilient, very inspirational, a big hero of myself and many other people that know his story. And always a blessing to hear his music and some of his what's helps make him tick. Welcome to the program, Squatch. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah.
Still kicking, still breathing.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome song, man. Ghetto Superstar. Pretty beautiful. Deep bass.
Yeah, that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah.
Even though it's the res.
Yeah. Res Superstar, man. Yeah, so our subject today is on growth, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Growth, you know. Well, it could be biological or insinuating, but I'm thinking we're more along the lines of personal growth. Sure, we grow. We need proper food, proper exercise to grow physically, but... growth, I think personally, is, you know, it's not a cookie cutter growth pattern. You know, we can't just say, oh, it worked for me, it's gonna work for you. We're all different, we're all unique. And growth, you know, some of my friends, you know, I tried to get them to do how I learned and grew spiritually and emotionally, and it didn't work for them. You know, they almost wanted to string me up. You know, because we're all unique, we're all different, so we can't just say there's a growth pattern, cookie cutter, cookie cutter growth pattern. You know, sure. Generalized, yeah. And growth, I seem to think that in order to grow, you know, it's learning. So reading and studying and whatnot. And in order to grow, you know, you have to have a positive attitude. You know, you can't go into it negatively. Well, I suppose you can. You know, Al Capone didn't get to be a big gangland thug without growth in the improper way. So, you know, there's growth. Growth goes both sides, but, you know, we want ourselves and those around us to grow, you know, respectably. And you know, we can only help each other in our growth just by showing positivity to each other. You know, like I'm always saying, positive attitudes. Just a simple smile, a handshake, you know, acknowledging that the people around us exist. You know, because we get so self-absorbed, selfish. You know, I find myself in need to think there's only 10 of us in this world, you know, our immediate family. When there's, what, how many billion? 8 billion?
Yeah.
I ignore all the rest. And, you know, I find with growing, I'm learning to see the plight of others, you know, and hoping I can, through what I've learned over the years, and hopefully spreading proper teachings can help them. So, you know, I figure personal growth has got to be taken with positivity. You know, I harp on that all the time. Positive. You know, we gotta stop with the negative waves. And that's what I see of growth. You know, besides physical growth, we need the proper nourishment, proper exercise. And I figure with personal growth, I find reading, you know, reading any literature, helps, you know, whether it's crime or romance novels, you know, we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning, and that helps us grow personally. So I find that in order to grow, we should be reading, educating ourselves. You know, it doesn't have to be reading. Some of us, you know, have a hard time with reading.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the library, get a documentary video,
mm-hmm.
you know, on topics that we can relate to and want to learn, you know, we might go into that field of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of growth.
Beautiful.
Got to be positive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, so much.
There is negative growth, but, you know, I'm hoping that people take away that we want positive. Help each other.
Yes. Yeah, so beautiful. Very well said. A lot of wisdom, a lot of experience. And I always look forward to just like hearing what's helped you survive, you know, all the afflictions that you went through with Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, the forest fires, and the floods. In those times, you know, you had to be evacuated. In some case, you were stranded there. And it was pretty scary and terrifying for those of us that weren't even there. So it's just really inspirational just to hear, you know, what how you survived all that, and your mindset of positivity, and really becoming more empathetic. It's just such a testament of human resiliency and inspiration. So we really thank you for joining us and giving us your time to come on to the radio program and share with us, and just be an inspirational light and star for all of us. So we really thank you and appreciate you.
Yeah, I feel honored to be needed. And so, you know, I hope we all go out there and become our own ghetto superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thank you there, the station, the guys behind the mic, the guys behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and I send it all back to you tenfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and always a privilege and honor to get him on our program and hear some of his wisdom and experience. Whatever made him survive all of what he went through.
Yeah, that's a lot to go through.
Mm.
I love the cookie cutter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gems in what he said, but I really like the cookie cutter thing that, you know, it's different for different people.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to be talking to our public relations of Eagle Nation Production Society, Mary. And but first, we have a song, and this one was introduced to me by our Lady Faima, which is our production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And this is Justin Bieber and Celine Dion. And their song is called Let Peace Reign. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
In the sky, prayers in the dirt, children asleep while the sirens hurt. Ashes on streets where hope once played, but I still believe that peace can stay. Walls are falling, hearts are too, but you are the God who still breaks through. When the world draws lines and nations fight, Lord, shine your everlasting light. Let peace reign where the bombs have been. Let your love wash over hate and sin. From holy ground to desert sand, stretch out your nail-pierced hands. We cry out not for sights but souls. Heal the wounded, make us whole. Though kingdoms fall, they weep over sons they prayed the Lord would keep. The headlines bleed, the silence screams. Still I believe in higher dreams. You're not the God of the flags and pride, but the one who sees both sides. In every mosque, in every war, you whisper, child, to love them all. Oh, let peace reign where the bombs have been. Let your love wash over hate and sin. From holy ground to desert sand, stretch out your nail-pierced hands. We cry out not for sights but souls. Heal the wounded, Israel, God of Iran, God of every broken man. Break the sword, lift the dove, pour out your unfailing love. Bow to pride and pain, but we declare, let peace reign.
Ooh. All right, we're back. That was Justin Bieber and Celine Dion and their new song, Let Peace Reign. And yeah, really powerful song for peace, for Israel and Iran, because they're going through pretty bad conflict right now. But anyways, we have on the line with us, we have our public relations person of Eagle Nation Universal Production, Mary. And welcome to the program, Mary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for inviting me for today. It's always lovely to listen and to be on the radio show.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. And so I know you have some things that you want to address about one of our people out in back east. So, yeah, take it away.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I'd love to. I'm not sure if any of our listeners remember this. Back on May 14, Doug Ford, Premier of Ontario, had a news conference on the 14th with CBC, and in his media conference, this is what he stated that made me so upset. He said he's willing to give First Nations what they want for their support in developing mines, but they cannot keep coming hat in hand at all the time to the government for more money. Man, that was such a deeply offensive and deeply racist attitude from him. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to say is that I'm not sure if he has either short-term or long-term memory loss, or so racist and ignorant that he cannot comprehend that he lives, breathes, work, and move that 500 pound of body on a native land. I hope he hears this. Canada belongs to natives. They're the landowners. And for tens of thousands of years, they've been looking after this land. And natives have been abused, used on their own land. As an immigrant who came to Canada in 1984, it makes me so upset that they've been harassed, abused, and murdered on their own land, and still, after 250 years, and still is going on. It's very, very upsetting. The natural resources have been used. They've been pushed back living in a reservation with dirty water or no water, polluted environment, and harassed by RCMP on a daily basis. And then this guy comes and tells us, oh, they come in a hat in hand. Oh, I wish I say something, but I can't. It's a radio show. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have given him what he deserves. Mm-hmm. I think racist people like Ford should think twice before opening their dirty mouth. Mm-hmm. And although he apologized, but I don't think he apologized in a sincere way. I don't know if you heard Chief Linda DeBasque. She's representing 39 First Nations in Ontario. She said she has accepted Ford's apology. And I hope that she has mentioned to this man, a racist man, and reminded him that his rent is due 250 years, and he needs to think about that. Cough it up, Canada. So that was something that it was in my mind, and I wanted to talk about it because it was so offensive. An apology, for me, apology is not accepted. In a country that we take thousands of refugees and hand them more than what we get, is unacceptable to treat landowners like that while we're treating refugees from different parts of the world with so much of respect. And here it gets, we're giving them almost $30,000 a year. To be precise, about 1890 plus 580 in social aid for a total of 2,470 per month, nearly 3,000K to each refugee, while our landowners, our own natives, live in poverty. And then when they're asking something, it's like, oh, don't come to us with a hand, with a hat in hand. I think we should have a radio show about this and asking our listeners what their thoughts are, and if they think we should send a letter to the government and remind them, which I did. I sent so many letters to all the member of parliaments, the PM, the AM, and whatever is out there. I send them email and reminded them that they're using landowners' natural resources for free for the past 250 years, and they have to cough it up. So I'd like to know what the listeners are thinking about this.
Well, we really appreciate you addressing this topic and bringing light to the subject. It's we've been talking about growth today, and you know, as humanity, we're like a garden, and we do have some weeds out there that are very
morning glory
that are choking.
Very
that are
nasty.
Choking us, yeah, choking the humanity out of the world.
Yeah.
And it's great that you're bringing out these subjects and talking about them. Then we're able to recognize and see their racism and discrimination. And we can do steps to prevent it and make sure that they won't be done in the future. And it's always great to remember all the negative things that happen, because if we don't remember, we're going to repeat them. So we really appreciate you for joining us and bringing up this subject and sharing with us your feelings and your concerns. So lots of appreciation to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for letting me to talk.
Yes.
And I express myself.
Well, we thank you, and we're looking forward to get some more updates and reflect and show more of them.
Absolutely. Oh. Thank you, and everybody have a good day.
Yes, you too. Bye for now, and lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our public relations of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we're going to be wrapping this show up, and we thank Lauren for her acknowledgement of our program. She's got her show is called Your Shoes Untied.
I love it.
Yeah, so she was out before us.
It.
Yeah. And also, we'd like to give a shout out to Jacob and his show, The Art Show.
Yes.
So, lots of acknowledgement for Magnus, and congratulations on coming back on your trip. And also, a shout out to Kanvar and Jesse and Daniel and some of our interns that are working so hard to keep our show on the road and all the other great programs. So we're going to wrap up our show today. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was an awesome show. So we're going to let you guys go with some Robert Connolly Farr. And this is his song called Getting Tired of Getting Old.
I love that one.
So enjoy, everybody.
Bye for now. See you next week.